Yo, this is Young Lava. We love hip hop.
It's Books Bangetti, G Me, man. We love hip hop. We here. We in the building.
Yo, we love hip hop. Onyx, we love hip hop. Fredro Starr. Yeah, we doing the drop fingers. Right now. Fuck that. Don't ask me later. This is Fredro Starr.
Sticky
fingers. I am me. Motherfucking Toronto. We doing this shit.
I am me.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart, and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any of that blue fin from last time? From last week?
I'm sure I can.
Shout out to Bally B. Monopoly. I got a next tune right here. 13-year-old YN Drizzy. Ballin'! Shout out to YN Drizzy. A lot of young boys out there. Jeez! All right, so we are it's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Mr. Morfire, aka the New Year's Kid, aka we are motherfucking Bach. And to the right of me, or left of me, sorry.
It's me, SSC underscore HeyHerks underscore PK on Instagram. You done know the deal already. Happy New Year 2019.
Jeez.
Big up, everybody. Episode 104?
104.
I think we're at 104. I could be wrong. I could be corrected if I'm wrong.
Making big moves.
But yeah, so we had a big episode last week, and we're going to have a big episode this week.
Yeah, man. One thing that I want to say even before I get into this intro, and oh yeah, actually, fuck it, intro first. Do remember, subscribe to all the people who are watching us on YouTube right now. Remember to subscribe, hit the subscribe button in the corner. I think it's over here, or it could be over there. And also remember to hit that notification bell so that you'll know when we're dropping new videos. All the people who are sitting in their cubicles right now who are listening to this, make sure that you're subscribed, whether you're listening to us on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, podcast, any of the different places there. But that Onyx episode...
crazy
classic.
I was like I was starstruck. I won't lie. Yeah, I was sitting there like, I don't even know what to say. I'm just gonna sit here and chill, take it in.
You know what, it was crazy because I'm there in the moment just doing interview mode, but then when after later on when I'm there doing the edits, I'm there watching the thing that I'm editing, and I'm like, I'm editing Sticky Fingers and fucking Fredro Starr right now.
Trust me,
what the fuck.
Hey. Fredro used my grinder.
Pause.
You know, like, I was like, whoa, okay. Like, I wasn't like, yeah, like, that's my favorite group when I was 13, going on 14 years old.
Yeah.
I won't lie, I didn't listen to them much after Method Man and all of that, but listen to me. Those guys, Onyx, Throw Your Guns, all
throw
of those.
Throw Your Guns.
Yeah,
in
those
the
guys
air.
Have a nice little spot in memory for me.
Hip hop classic, hip hop legend.
For sure.
And quick thing also, for the people who are going to be listening to that interview later on in this episode here, We did not ask, I'll give you the fucking spoiler, we did not ask Sticky Fingers about shooting the shooting at the fucking Source Awards, okay?
No.
I completely forgot about that shit. Did you remember that shit?
No. And we didn't ask about 50 Cent or any of that other controversial shit that's going on between them.
That was on purpose. I'll tell you the truth. Shout out to what's Lake listening to on Instagram. That's his Instagram name. He came over to the Cribbo. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, yo, you don't need any questions for Onyx? I'm like, no, don't worry. I got my own bars this time, homie. You know
what I'm saying? Friday's like, I can write my own lyrics. Thank you very much.
I got this. Right? And he was like, yeah, you know, because I was on, I was online and I was doing my own kind of research, you know, because like he's just a research guy, right?
Yeah.
And the man said, yo, you know, apparently you're not supposed to ask Fredro about 50 Cent. I said, oh, let's... I don't know if it was Fredro or if it was Sticky, but he was like, don't ask them about 50 Cent. I said, okay, delete. You know what I'm saying? But the question was there on the paper. I was going to be like, yo, remember 50 when he was in your first video? Next thing you know, man's would have swung across the table or some shit. So, you know, shout out to you, Lath, without, you know, for not getting us killed. But we're over here at the Youngsterdam event space. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big changes in 2019, we see.
Yeah, man.
No more new me. New me. That's what it is. That's what they said. It's a new me now.
It's a new place.
Yeah,
new me, no,
new yeah that's it. It's a new me. Yeah.
So we're here at the Youngsterdam event space. Okay. Starting as of now, there's no more 11 to 9 p.m. If you want to book them for events, you can book this amazing space. You know what I'm saying? There's two floors, there's a balcony, and you can get like your sports events going on. Like if you want to book it for the Super Bowl, right? Super Bowl party.
Bonfire upon the Super Bowl.
Bonfire
upon the Super Bowl, yeah?
Whoa.
NFL.
Whoa.
Just like Bona Santa Claus, Bona NFL.
For the listening audience, I'm dodging bullets right now.
Yeah, we taking a knee over here for Cap.
Yeah, no, big up the Cap. Oh, that's my phone right there. One second. Yo. Okay, someone's coming right now. Bless. Sorry about that. But yeah, if you want to book sports events, if you want to book dance events, like if you want to book parties, especially when, you know, you can get these interior things going on now, but for the summertime, you can get the balcony going on.
Oh, yes, the patio. They have a nice patio here. Very spacious.
Yeah, man.
We filmed a couple of episodes out there. You got to hear the lovely Toronto ambiance in the background. All the sirens and all that other good stuff.
And it's heated also, so, you know, you could do some shit even in the wintertime if y'all want to. So if you want to book your events, hit them up at Youngsterdam_lounge on Instagram. Or for bookings, hit them up at 647-278-4369.
Same.
Okay. Event space. All right. I like that.
The new event space. So, okay. You want to get
okay,
to this top six tracks in Toronto?
Wagwan.
Bless up. We got our guest for the evening in the building tonight. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to our top six tracks in Toronto. All right. The list is a little bit different this week. I usually have 10 songs to choose from. This week I only had 6 songs to choose from.
6? That's it?
Yeah.
New Year's kind of starting off slow.
Man's were on holidays, bro. Like I didn't. There was.
Yeah, the holidays.
There wasn't as many submissions of tracks that I seen in my DMs.
6 tracks? That's it?
6 tracks.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. There was a few more, but I felt like these 6 tracks would be perfect to be on the list this week. All right. So, with no further ado. And this is chosen by the people, okay?
By the people, for the people.
Felbel.
Well, that's for us, by us.
Or for, yeah. You know. Shout out to the guy from Shark Tank. Number 6, Starks, featuring OTTRVP, Bag On Me. Now, Starks was a We Love Hip Hop alumni. He was here with Jason Pax.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He was letting us know, like, he had some things in the
Yeah, he said he had some stuff in the tuck coming soon.
Well, the things are coming out of the tuck now. This is the second video in the last, like, 3 months. And he's waving, you know what I'm saying? So big up to Man Like Starks as well as OT TRVP. Next on the list, though, Dizzy and FM, One Nighter. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, big tune. Mans are going crazy in that video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fucking backwards is giving me a fucking issue. You know those ones where it's like it opens and then it starts to like rip?
Yeah. Listen, let's not even get into the whole backwards things, because there's a few times where I opened the backward and the whole thing just ripped in half on me. And I was like, really, eh? That's what's going on right now, eh? Backwards? Okay.
All
right,
back to the list, though.
But number four, Bully, Notice Me.
Oh.
Yeah. Bully's back. You know what I'm saying? He's back with a vengeance. You know what I mean? The video, the nigga's like hugging like a stack like about this long.
No light bags.
Holy, definitely no light bags at all. But yeah, mans are doing their thing, and it's a big fucking tune. You know what I'm saying? Once again, you can't hear the sound effects that I'm putting down in this motherfucker.
Yeah, because you got the Tourette's with the sound effects.
Hold on. Jeez, if you heard that one, you'll hear it on the playback. Number three. So we're in our top three right now. Issa Yanu. Ease.
So I thought you said Easy Yanu for a second.
No, or Issa Yanu. I'm probably fucking up his name. I need to like speak to this guy like and hear him say something to me, because like I've been fucking up his name for like the last two fucking videos. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But his tune Ease is some lyrical shit. Shit is banging, yo. I'm feeling it. But number two. And this is going to be one for shout out man like Young Gucci Official. You know what I'm saying? So it's getting a little bit crazy out there. That's cool. Number two, Slime Boy Ty Brothers. Gucci doing good. Gunman fingers in the back.
He's doing the check. Shout out Tech. Shout out Techie, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? He's apparently, he's just a young boy. He's still in high school.
Yep. That's right? What she was telling us. He's in high school.
Yeah. Slime Boy Ty. He's doing his fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? And the tune is called Brothers. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know what I like about these music videos? And I'm too old to do the dance, so I won't mimic it. But that little that juggin' dance.
What?
Is it the juggin'? It's juggin' dance.
I have no clue.
Like it's like kind of like you're stirring. I'm like saying I'm not gonna mimic it, but I'm literally trying to mimic it.
Whipping the pot.
It's like the whipping the pot, but like you're going low. That's my shit right there. If I was like,
you're gonna break a hip trying to do that shit.
I was so saying, if I was 10 years younger, you'd be seeing me in my video. Oh,
you're gonna break a hip trying to.
Trust me, or the block boy dance there. If I've tried it at home by myself.
I know. Hey, what are you telling? What else are you doing at home?
I'm sorry, too much information.
Yeah.
No, but I tried the block boy, and I was like, I can't coordinate the arms to the legs movement. So I was like, I'm never trying this outside.
Trust me.
You know what I'm saying? So
Friday don't want to give it up.
Trust me. Okay,
it's a young boy thing.
But speaking of such, number one, and number one is a special one today. Okay.
Okay.
Sue Hefner, Red Face.
Oh.
And this man is from Vancouver.
Wow. Okay.
So the top six tracks in Toronto, number one in Toronto this week is a Vancouver man.
Wow.
In Canada?
In Canada. Well, this is the top six tracks in Toronto. This is what people in Toronto are feeling. You know what I'm saying? So people in Toronto, and as well as the person's comment gang, a lot of people I seen in his comments when I went to some of the pages, they were from Vancouver, and I was like, oh, interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Also Canadians.
But shout out to the whole Canadian massive.
The whole scene, man.
Yeah, man. This is not just a show that's just, you know, designated to Toronto niggas. You know what I'm saying? We get all over the place. Same? But yeah, that's that. Big up to a man like Sue Hefner, you know. Kind of like Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
Play on words. I see you, bro. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm feeling it. And the track is dope. I was about to say the track is fat. Bring back some old school shit.
How old are you?
But the ass was fat. That's what my brain was thinking. The ass is fat on the girl in the video there.
Yes.
And it
crossed. That's what caught your eye, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really caught your eye. Was the girl's ass size. Now we're hearing the real truth.
Now the truth is out. But yeah, I'll be back to Vancouver real soon. There's a couple more things I want to talk about here. If you guys want to get album reviews done on our show, holler at us on our email address, okay? Email us at welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com.
Yeah, and put in the comment section. Is that what it is? Not the comment section, sorry.
In the subject line.
In the subject line, there we go.
Album review, you know what I'm saying? And we'll review an album, you know what I'm saying? We'll talk about what it's going to take to review the albums, but send us your email submissions, you know what I mean? We'll also be setting up mailing lists that we're going to be sending to different people, letting people know what's going on with the We Love Hip Hop Network and keeping everybody updated. I made a few playlists as well.
I noticed.
You see my Spotify? Let me fucking pull up the Spotify's here. Wait there. So I got three playlists I just made. So there's the We Love Hip Hop guest playlist. So that's all guests of the We Love Hip Hop podcast.
Yeah.
All right? So any guest who's been on this show, if you have a full-length project, one of those full-length projects are probably in there. And whatever old school or whatever your biggest tunes are in there. And for the people who don't have full-length...
I'm just going to dig the crates and find it for you.
Oh, yeah. So like the We Love Hip Hop guest one, there's like 408 songs on there so far. And that's all the guests. The beginning of the show to now. Okay, so there's Adam Bomb tracks on there. There's tracks from September. There's tracks from fucking Roni. There's tracks from everybody.
All of their tracks?
Okay, so for example, Roni, he had a few tracks. He didn't have a full album yet, so the full album's not on there. Dre Bars, he had the Demon Diaries. I put the full Demon Diaries in there.
So
right?
Not all of their tracks, it's just select tracks.
There's select tracks, and then there's some full projects in there. So that when you go through and you do a shuffle...
Sav, you sure you don't want to come on camera?
I know, right?
Do you want the mic is pointing at me?
Oh, great. Right.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. No. Now the shit is on. I had to cut it.
Price is too high. You gotta cut it.
But yeah, there's another playlist. Holy, I got hella loud once I turned on that extra mic. I'm wrapping. Stop doing the wrap it up hands. The wrap it up hands. There's another playlist
wrap
as well.
Wrap it up, B.
It's the We Love Hip Hop Top Songs in Toronto playlist.
Oh, so these are the number ones from the playlist.
Yes, so any song that's been number one on the top six tracks in Toronto, you're on that playlist.
Good idea for a playlist.
You know what I'm saying? So the incentive is...
a little
is,
late, though.
Oh, no. Because the song... The show is just starts, you know.
Never too late.
We're only in episode 100.
Yeah.
Or 100 and something. By the time we get to episode...
We'll talk after.
Fucking 300 and something. Imagine how long that list is going to be. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But there's one more list I have here. And one of them is on YouTube, eh?
What's this?
That same list that I just mentioned there.
Uh-huh.
The top 10 tracks in Toronto, the ones who were number ones. That same playlist is available on YouTube. There's actually more songs available on the YouTube version.
The videos are there also?
So the videos for the YouTube, so it's a video playlist on YouTube. And some of these guys don't have songs on Spotify. So if you go to the YouTube, you get actually more tunes on the YouTube. So go on YouTube, subscribe, and hit up them playlists. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
And the last playlist is... what's the last playlist I have here? It's just a former top 10s type of thing. You know what I'm saying? We'll go on Spotify, you know what I mean? And get acquainted with the Muns, then what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to bring a lot more content for 2019. You know what I'm saying?
What do people want to see?
Okay, so let's take a little quick break, all right? And get to our interview of the evening. I got a track here by Green Leaves, STUHQ. I'm probably fucking up the name real bad.
Yeah.
Shout out to dude.
That's what he is. Yeah.
Stuck. AKA fuck your name up real bad.
Pitch. Can't have mice in a click. Air Max with the denim all ripped up. Post squad all into the chiss. Take risks for the glow on the wrists. Yeah. Fanny for the glow on my bitch. Gotta frame for fuck gallery. Watch her like she watch her calories. Gotta break for fuck academies. Swear she looking sweet as daiquiri. Grab a hot color wasabi leaf. Gotta eyes.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Just check the sound.
All right, go.
Check the rhyme, y'all.
That other one's going. You ready, Gucci?
Yeah. The B-Real interview, he does an interview until you smoke the joint. The smoke box, once the joint is out, it's over, the interview's over.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like that.
They be all real. Everybody smokes. Everybody smokes. Everybody goes in the car.
But I be clipping my shit, though.
This is how he's telling us how he does his interview. He's in the car with four people. Oh, how many of them going to be in the car? And they go in there.
Until the blunt run out.
Everybody sparks their own blunt.
That's be real shit.
Yeah.
Dope. You good, Gooch?
That's the time. That's the timer.
That's it. It's up.
Okay, let's
and
do
like
it.
Right at this OA, be like, all right, well, the blunt is go over.
Hopefully they can clip and shit.
This fucking Bluetooth is killing me.
Sure,
all right, so. All
right,
okay, so let's get it popping. All right, it's a legendary time right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm really happy. This is one of the best perks of my jobs is when I get to meet the legends that I used to listen to.
Fuck you!
Yeah,
you still listen to us, nigga?
Listen, I still listen to motherfuckers.
No, we get it.
Nah, I got that new shit coming, nigga. It's about time.
Let me show y'all something. When I was really young, before I got locks and I turned into Ricky Dredd, I balded my fucking head completely clean bald because of y'all niggas.
You got that onyx.
Let it go.
I had the onyx bald head.
I was rocking the bald head. I was definitely rocking the bald head. Onyx slam, throw your guns in the air. Low down, shift you dirty. Yo, I was on that. I was on it. I was definitely a bald head.
But here's the shit right here. When Onyx came out, we came out 1992,
3.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Before that, everybody had the crazy hair.
Right.
Niggas was wild, the flat tops, the colorful hair, the
dreads.
Right.
Dreads,
with the twist. Shit that's going on right now.
Right now.
That's when like De La and all them niggas had the shit popping.
Yeah, they weren't fronts.
So the boy hat was kind of like the restart of the next shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why the boy hats, we was doing our thing, and then
the leaders of that Generation X.
Niggas in basketball was doing it. The boy, everybody was doing the boy.
Fredo was the first one to chop his hair off. Right. I jumped off the bridge next.
Yeah, because you were a barber back in the day.
Barbers.
Yeah, we were.
Both of y'all.
Barber. Once you know how to ride a bike, you always know how to ride a bike. Same shit. But, you know, the boy head was a movement, man. It was, it was black men in America saying, yo,
we vote.
It was like we was being rebellious. Like, yo, we standing up on our own.
Warriors.
It's time to be soldiers. No more this fun shit. You know what I'm saying? Because shit was real. It was like, you know, you at the age where you becoming an adult. You know what I'm saying? You on your own. You know what I'm saying? Your own crib now. You know what I'm saying? You're out on your own. You're doing your own shit.
Someone's getting murdered out of state.
For me, at that age, when you guys came out, I was like 13, 14 years old. So I was just turning into a teenager, getting on my own, whatever, doing my own thing. You know, getting out there in the streets, getting my feet wet.
Nigga, I ran away when I was 15.
Really?
All right.
Well, I was on that ball then. And my first concert that I went to in the city was an Onyx concert at Masonic Hall.
Mm. Back out in here?
The day. Yeah. That was when the four of you were, it was the four man set.
Yeah.
And then
I think I remember that, man.
One man got pulled into the audience.
Oh, it was like a little scuffle. Going
in the front row, yes.
Yeah,
I think Suave, the dark skin.
Yeah.
He got pulled into the audience, and then the bouncer jumped off the stage.
I think it was a little something. Back in the days, like most of our shows,
the Masonic Temple,
there was always something going on. Like,
that's where they have, right? That's where like MTV is, or Much Music was back in the
day. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but
that was like my very first.
That's regular shit. Like, every show was some shit going on.
That's
like,
crazy.
You know, when we used to go to the shows back in the days, first of all, we going to be about 100
deep.
Minimal. But Canada, they don't let niggas into Canada.
They're selective.
Okay. Very selective.
Let me stop you before you continue. So when you guys are going with your entourage, how many people are you bringing with you?
No, you mean like when we first started?
Yeah.
It was a movement. Niggas was...
We're talking about 10 cars, all packed, seats are packed, everybody has the lights on, and that shit is leaving from the crib.
No, that's not what the niggas meeting us there. But you say exactly, the niggas we came with, It's different from the niggas that came to meet us.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? That's leave for the crib. You got niggas meeting you there.
Because you don't want certain niggas to know where you're already there. At.
So how many in total when you get together?
Meet you there. Just get in all just together.
Because we put a lot, you know, it's crazy because when we first
enough
came
to
out,
never end up on the wrong in the world star.
Put like this, when we first came out, Jam Master Jay was with us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he had the whole Hollis Queens.
Right.
And then we had he had the OG Hollis niggas.
Okay.
Like the older niggas.
A few young niggas.
A few young niggas that Jay had around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we had the adolescent wild niggas coming from Queens with us.
Okay.
So it was crazy because one time we was fighting them niggas. I had to be like, yo, nah, we together. Like, that's how deep we was. Like, yo, you fighting a nigga from Hollis? Oh, my man. Rest in peace to Jay, man.
Yeah,
Jam Master
Jay. Rest in peace, Jam Master Jay.
You know what I'm saying? JMJ Records. Yeah. Rest in peace, Marvin.
Birthday's coming up too.
Marvin Word. Rest in peace, Marv. JMJ, man.
Yo, one thing I want to ask as well, even now we're talking about crazy shows or just like, you know, them times. Between Toronto, because y'all been here before, Herc just mentioned like the crazy show back in the days.
That was like 20 years easy.
What's the craziest show?
I lived
period?
Out here for like 6 months, yo.
Really?
Yeah, doing that TV show Platinum. You know, first it was called Empire, but then they changed the name to Platinum. So you know the Empire they got right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Been there, done that. Same difference. You know what I mean? With the Coppolas.
Okay. So it was Empire
they did
first.
Godfathers.
And then they changed it to Platinum.
Sophia Coppola, big up.
Oh.
It was called Empire. I guess they couldn't clear the name for whatever fuck. They changed it to Platinum. We did it down here for like 6-7 months.
I remember that show. That show was lit.
Look, vegan.
So yeah, that even Swiss OG, you have a track with a virgin from my area, Swiss OG, Addicted to the Game. What a sick track.
I hope it gets better.
What's the craziest show that y'all have ever been to, whether it's Canada or just anywhere around the world? Because y'all motherfuckers have been around the world.
Man, that's like asking me what my favorite movie is. I don't know.
Like, beyond Mosh Pit, like, the shit had to get shut down. Well, like, Jersey, shut him down for real.
Jersey
shut him
was
down.
Crazy. It was a riot in Jersey a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That show for the documentary we were doing.
Okay.
Canada. Violence, hip hop, and whatever. Boom. 15 years of hip hop, music, and violence.
Right.
That show, it was a riot. It was crazy. It was a riot in London. Ooh, but you know, I like the peaceful shows. I think the best show is going to be tonight, actually.
Over at the Opera House.
Yeah.
Yo, where do y'all see the most young people at your shows?
Well, I mean, probably mostly like in Europe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the culture Onyx built is built on, you know, four niggas.
You're right.
We built that culture.
Yeah.
Me, Sun C, and Big DS.
Yes.
And then we brought Sticky in and built the culture. It was ground up. So
the
when we came in the game, the shit we was talking at that moment always speaks to that age group.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we speak for the adolescents.
Yeah.
Even right now, I'm in my, you know what I'm saying? I still write for the adolescents.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but to a certain degree, where, you know what I'm saying, more like a general of it,
yeah.
But still, I write how an adolescent mind would think, because that's what Onyx music to me always represents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to, you know, talk about this and that, like go higher to, because we could talk about that on different levels, but
yeah.
My message is always to those kids, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
a different message because I'm older,
yeah.
But it's still to that adolescence,
yeah.
Onyx, you know what I'm saying? The mad face,
yeah.
That's what it's about.
It's crazy because a lot of times when we talk about how kids are like crazy now, oh, what's going on with these crazy kids now? I always go back to, we've always been wilding. And then there's a gif that I use that is y'all niggas.
Right.
From the Throw Your Guns video.
Right.
With the mad Uzis in the back and shit. Because I'm like, people are complaining about kids got guns in their video.
Yep.
What's wrong with them? Like, this is not new shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not to brag about having guns in the video. Because
not to glorify it or anything.
I'm going to keep it real. Those guns were real. in the glove.
That's so, like, back in those days, any time there was so, always real. So,
you don't know where to get fake guns at.
So,
yeah.
So, she was around. So when we did that, I mean, when we shot that video, that shit was just part of the, you know, that's just what's going on in the hood.
It's, yeah.
It's the reality.
I know everybody's name in the video.
It's reality.
Yeah. I know their mom's too, it's type shit. Up. That's how, that was our crew.
It was
the hood. Extras. It's not a video. It's not a movie.
Yeah.
It's real life. You know what I'm saying?
And it wasn't, there was no gram back then. So it was just like showing what exactly.
No, there was always somebody saying no, we don't like this. Like,
right.
Like they was crushing our CDs.
Yeah, over with
steamrollers. Dolores Tucker, yeah. The Congress lady.
Yeah. She was, y'all got in that too, eh?
Yeah, she was. We was part of that whole gangster rap. But we don't, my shit ain't gangster rap. Our shit is hardcore rap.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
There
you
is.
Know what I'm saying? To me, you
there
know
is
what
a difference.
I don't
too.
Gangsta rap music, difference. I don't consider our shit.
Because you guys are rapping
rap.
About in it, it yeah,
real
it's,
shit,
it's hardcore. It's exactly, it's
hardcore.
Not, it's
more,
not gangster.
It's more edgy rock and roll.
Yeah, it wasn't, there wasn't no yeah. gangster to it. Like, it was just real life.
But, you know,
this is what we're living through.
But you know, but this, it was, it's part gangster because mm-hmm. it's gangster shit in the hood all the
so,
time.
You know,
yeah, it was life. It's real life.
Terms and ideology.
But if they're going to label this shit, we want to label our shit hardcore.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I was saying.
That's it. That fits.
Yeah.
That definitely
not
fits.
Hardcore. You got hardcore too.
Yeah,
niggas, nah, I would just say hard. Just hard.
Nigga talking about the devil and hardcore.
Yeah, that's like different. Like
your grave and all types of
Skelter track
shit.
And shit like that with Dr. Dre and Cube and that type of shit.
Yeah.
Grave diggers and
stuff
like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's all types of shit.
With that even being said, right?
Yeah.
And y'all started transitioning into acting and shit like that, right?
That's simultaneously.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's some tuna, courtesy of Mother Earth Deliveries and shit.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah, you got pescatarian weed, vegan, blunt wraps.
Yeah, some banger right there.
Let me see, what's the alcohol?
Did y'all have a harder time getting like acting roles because y'all got like maybe a hardcore image to y'all?
No, because that's what they most likely when
that's
they,
what they want.
That's what they want.
You don't remember this is strapped right
like
here.
Like they want that.
Yes, but
so
they try to typecast y'all,
you, and it works against you.
Might have got more roles because of that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It works for you, it works against you. I always compare it to like kind of like, you know, like when you think of Robert De Niro or Al Pacino, no matter what they play, funny,
Scarface,
they're always man. Like gangster with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Robert De Niro, when analyze this, he was like funny, but he was still like the gangster guy. Like he always played to that image.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like so. It's just like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, you just fill a certain void of what they want and you just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's cool.
If
you could build a career off being the bad guy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And I seen the transition with y'all too, because y'all were in Clockers together, which, by the way, my favorite movie.
Yeah.
Clockers.
One of my favorite movies of all time. But it's
nigga,
dope that y'all.
That,
no.
Straps,
no,
Clockers.
No, so
I'm not trying to gas y'all, because.
No, Clockers was popping.
But,
Spike Lee, yeah. Macau Fight for the whole crew, yeah.
Look, man.
And both of y'all were in this together.
Get the credit, man.
Yeah, dog. A lot of people kind of sleep on that movie and, like,
everybody,
good movie
that
history.
Movie was crazy.
Yeah.
Adisa, we had a good time shooting that.
But what were you going to say?
Tell me about that.
Clockers?
Yeah, tell me about the shooting guy, because y'all have done a lot
of
interviews, but nobody's ever asked y'all about that
movie.
The
process of getting into Clockers, it was no process. I don't even think we auditioned.
I auditioned. It was an open call audition.
Okay, we did audition.
We skipped the fucking line.
But it was
Brooklyn bullshit.
But I think it was a big call from the big homie upstairs. Like,
okay.
You know, we had the Def Jam and shit behind us.
We had the Russell behind us.
So, you know, we
decided us.
So we had the big homie making that call, and at the time, I remember
but
him.
But it was an open court. Yo, Hassan was just talking about this the other day.
I remember we talking about the Throw Your Guns to Spike Lee. The conversation wasn't even about acting. We was talking about music. And I think Throw Your Guns, like, I think he was talking about that. And I think from that, he was kind of found who we were.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not like an audition, but more like an interview.
Yeah.
That's how it felt more like, that's what I wanted to say. It was like an audition, but it was more like an interview. Like let me talk to these dudes about them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying?
More like an interrogation.
That right there.
Damn it.
And us being real who we was, I think, got us the part to play in Clockers, because that's what he was looking for, that just some hood ghetto shit. You know what
I'm saying? Right.
Sorry, no, she's with us. She's part of the crew.
Your eyes look like nigga had a gun behind
my
head.
No, no, sorry. Like, no, 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 sorry. My bad.
I'm like, the nigga eyes lighting up like this. I'm like, word.
No.
I heard about T-Dot. I heard it goes down.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize.
Okay. But even to stay on even on the movies, because even with movies like Clockers and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Where y'all, I started feeling like y'all might have been getting typecasted.
Yeah.
But then y'all started getting more.
Yeah, we didn't typecast, kid.
Yeah, but then you started getting more different ranges of movies like and shows. Like, I seen you pop up on Moesha. Shit, Fredro's on Moesha. Holy shit. Right? You started popping up on all different types of things like
Blade.
You were just talking about Platinum. I remember when you popped up on Platinum. I'm like,
I mean, it's this industry. You do a lot of when being in the industry for 20 years.
Yeah, I did.
You gotta do a lot of things.
I did over 84 movies and TV shows.
You gonna do a lot of things.
IMDb.
I don't know how much I did. I just know I'm doing my thing. But anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, we doing our own shit now.
So it's like, you that's know, to the point where it's like the industry is just what we do for a living. We're artists. Really, we're artists. Now, really, like, back in the days, people were artists, and they didn't have the vehicle to do what we doing as an art. Like, they was just drawing on walls.
Show their artistry.
They were just beating on fucking tin cans and shit.
Right. Buckets.
It evolved now where niggas is getting paid to play video games. I mean, the shit is real right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, we just were just trying to stay involved in the culture as much as possible. Mm. It's trying to stay as young as possible in the culture and surround ourselves with the right, you know what I'm saying, things to keep us young in the culture. Like, you know, doing podcasts like this, building with brothers like you. You know what I'm saying? This is how you get the dialogue moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because on the real, that. Niggas is generals. And we, you know, niggas is speaking like that at this point. You know what I'm saying? There's no other way. You know, like you were saying, like, we did Throw Your Guns over 20 years ago. Now it's time to speak to the young kids that's throwing their guns right now and let them know, yo, chill, my dude. Like, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's time to, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's like. What else is there to do? Like, nigga, keep beefing with rappers and shit. Like,
well, it's good because y'all can be like, been there, done that.
Of course. Yeah. If we still living, peace. A lot of motherfuckers ain't here, man. A lot of peers, a lot of niggas ain't here, and a lot of niggas ain't here for a lot of different reasons. You know what I'm saying? The fact is, they just not here. So every day we breathe, we just gotta take that as a blessing. 2019 is right around the corner. You know what I'm saying? Right around the corner, but we ain't get there yet.
Yeah. You know, by the time this is out, I think we'll be in 2018.
I'm still on my 2018 shit.
See, everybody, you know what
I'm saying? I'm not thinking ahead that, like, 2000. Nah, fuck that.
Let's think ahead. Let's omit that. And because it's going to be 2019 by the time they hear this shit.
Yeah, right. I think so. Like, I want to hold on
right
to
now, man. We live, nigga. We live somewhere.
We live like a wire.
Nigga, we live. This is the generation of live streaming, nigga. We streaming somewhere. Instagram live somewhere.
We're live.
Oh, listen, when we put a picture up on the gram, motherfuckers in Toronto are going to go crazy. Like, a lie, Bridgen. You guys have Onyx?
Toronto reminds me of Flatbush. Like, this is like, because we from Flatbush.
Okay.
That we're like, we originally from Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
My mother, you know,
I'm a New York nigga.
Eastern Parkway, Ocean Brooklyn, Avenue, Church Avenue, all that.
Every borough. Brooklyn,
we started from Brooklyn. Halsey Street. Halsey Street. To real Brooklyn shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't even know all this. Like, you know, Kings County and all that.
Hey, yo, want to know a fun fact?
Yes.
Me and Fredro Starr.
Snapple fact.
Named motherfucking Chronic 2001.
I ain't named shit. I just gave a suggestion, man.
Okay, so how did this happen? Break this down to me.
No, it was just, I don't know.
I'm on the phone with Fredro, right?
Mm.
And it's the time with Suge trying to fucking change, you know, he's going against Dre.
Right.
So he went to put out the project Chronic 2000 and the same day, same before Dre.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Fredro, he said, yo, man, tell Dre his name and shit. Chronic 2001.
Dre, Fredro said that. He always talking about that shit. I don't remember that shit. But
they got to him.
I guarantee one thing.
Look out for a
I ain't getting paid for it now.
I guarantee you. You remember?
I named it.
All right, listen. Yeah, he named it.
Okay, okay, yeah, that's a
classic.
Exclusive fact right here.
Now where the check, nigga?
No, I don't know. Check. That's my nigga Jay. Look, I'm not saying that in no hateful way. That's my brother. That's my nigga. Like, yeah. I'm saying that like in a proud ill way.
Well, that's, you worked with his artist when you had Eminem on your solo album.
Yo, what the fuck is that?
Yo, put the gun down.
Yo, that's like a nigga body's getting sawed in half.
Don't resist it.
Like a magical. Yo, what's bothering
you? What is Danny watching back there?
What was that?
He nigga watching Horror Porn.
Oh, shit.
I thought niggas bring... I thought this was a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay, we'll give you a couple more questions and then we out of here. Okay. You mentioned earlier, right, Sticky Fingers, about running away. I've never heard the story before because I watch a lot of content. So I'm trying to glue together things that people haven't asked y'all before. Mm. And I've never heard that story before. Yeah, so tell me, what happened
before
with that?
Before we get to this, I just want to give away the Runaway hotline number.
Okay.
All right, so it's
833.
Nice. This nigga's stupid.
Time.
Yo, peace to the Runaways, though. Niggas on the run eating. Word up. Sorry.
Nori.
Hey, listen, you want to know about that story?
Yeah.
You got to fucking cop my damn.
Okay.
Damn, it's called a digital album movie.
Okay.
You know, it's called It's About Time. Time is an acronym. It means the illest man ever. And shit come out on a motherfucking Sticky Fingers thumb drive.
Whoa. Okay. You know,
CDs and DVDs and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That
like part. A whole one of those, fam?
No more.
Hey.
Wow.
That's blessed.
That's a prototype.
Where's the camera at? Jeez, right there. Friday. Bomb. Hey,
let me see this. This is cool.
That's dope.
Sticky Fingers. All right.
With you, Fred,
that one. Yeah. I got to give you a
Sunset
one.
Drive.
Sunset Park.
Sunset Park.
Sunset Drive. So you thinking about driving? What kind of car you got? What's that? You thinking about driving? Oh my God! Let's get the fuck out of here.
We ain't gonna talk about that on camera.
All right. We don't. We know. You know. You got the bulletproof shirt. We know what's going on. We know you getting that money, niggas. All right, we know what's going on. I see some shit just now.
I don't tell nobody what kind of shit I'm driving on camera, bro.
That's what I'm trying to say. These niggas got that bread in here. These niggas going to drive around. These niggas got it over here, nigga.
Right, so you had a legend like Pac, R.I.P. Pac on the scene, right?
Yeah.
Did y'all have any, like, did he tell you any stories that like stuck with you that you were, like, you know,
Tell you the truth, me and Pac never really sat down and told stories and shit. It was always like, you know, like always like in a place of just mad people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was never like a real personal moment with Pac. It was always like, yo, what's up? In the tunnel, I seen him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seen him at the premiere a couple of times here and there on some shows and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was the funny, he was at the show with him and Keith Murray was about to do their thing. We was there at that time.
What you mean?
It was a little thing. But I was there. I'm just saying, like, these are the times I seen Pac.
But like a political drill.
Yeah. There's nothing to talk about because ain't nothing happened. But I'm just letting you know, I was there at that moment because that was a moment recorded in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was there on stage. That's what I'm trying to say. There's nothing.
No clickbait,
no thirst traps, no none of that clout chase shit over here. None of that. This is official tissue.
Official,
my nigga. Yeah, I don't have to do all of that. This is official. My shit speak for what I speak for.
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying? Niggas already know what it is. So back to your question. What's your question, my nigga?
Wow.
Let's get back to the situation so because we can do the sound check shit. We gotta make a move.
Okay. Last couple questions.
Yeah.
All right. Now with you as well, Sticky, right? You had a match that everybody was trying to say they were dissing you, right? But I watched the shit the other day. You did your fucking thing in that fucking match, that MTV shit, right? Why did you fight that white dude there, that Simon White Woodstock? Like,
nigga, tell you the
who
truth,
is that guy?
Son, we had a hundred K bet on this shit to lose the fight. To tell you the truth, nigga, I won 200,000.
Okay, but did you guys have an argument or some shit?
I'm just keeping 100 right now.
Uh-huh.
Niggas don't even know, but. I'm just keep it like that.
Okay.
So it is what it is.
That was like fucking mad years
niggas
ago.
Niggas went for losing sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it was crazy because
the joke's on you, Chad.
that's a dope exclusive.
Yeah, my nigga. Let's go. Like, we gotta bounce though.
Okay.
All right.
What's one thing that y'all can tell the youngins?
And that's I don't bet. I don't bet a lot.
No, that's an exclusive that you gave us right there, dog.
And I'm not going to tell you who I bet.
But that's a short bet.
Hey.
No, okay.
And don't
think it's trying to be like the other guys, the two funny guys.
They're not funny, though. Those guys you're talking about.
You know, that's the truth.
You're not going to say Jesus and fucking Meryl. Please don't say Jesus and
Meryl. I never mentioned nobody. Why would you do that?
Why would you say that?
That's horrible.
See, now you're throwing out names, which is cool. Because at the end of the day, I'm probably older than all of those niggas you named. And I really think my opinion is more validated than whoever the fuck you name. But
you've
anyway,
been all around the world.
But we're not gonna go there.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep it right here.
Yeah, yeah.
You do not remind me of those niggas. Y'all your own people.
Thank you.
Y'all just doing your thing.
Thank you.
And y'all do your thing. You know what
appreciate
I'm saying?
That,
we're gonna keep it like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, we out. Honey man,
I ain't say
fish you nass.
Remind me.
All right, that
was
it.
You see?
My nigga. I don't even know who they did, the names, but I, whatever.
No.
I'm like, wait a
cotton. No, it was not disrespect to them.
No, I didn't disrespect either.
No disrespect.
But last question. What can y'all tell?
Listen, everybody doing their thing, that's all that count, man.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, man. Have a good time. Have a good time, B.
Yeah.
Have a good time. Enjoy.
I can't
what life me. Brings,
I don't know,
kids, life, money, just live. That's it. I'm out. We out.
Yo,
we love hip hop. Onyx, we love hip hop. Fredro Starr. Yeah, we're doing the drop right now. Fuck that. Don't ask me later. This is Fredro Starr.
I am me.
Motherfucking Toronto. We doing this shit.
I am me.
This guy's a media trained.
But we do want to get one picture before you leave, please.
Weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
1, 2, 3.
All right.
You're scrolling up a ting, Friday?
I'm scrolling up a ting. You know what I'm saying? We back with our Smoke and Mirror segment once again. And, you know, once again, we got Young Lava in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know.
We got Wizzy in
the
building,
the
too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we you're from niggas from the Rex.
No, but you said we said like a quack.
Quanchy music
in the building. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Quanchy music.
There's a few things I want to bring up in the news. Okay. Before the China Mac thing that we were talking about off camera, R. Kelly. Okay. Surviving R. Kelly will be on by the time I guess this airs, right?
A show?
There's a show on Lifetime. It's a fucking 3-part series called Surviving R. Kelly. Okay.
Is that Life in the Cult?
So, yeah.
What do you mean, Surviving R. Kelly?
So, they got Sparkle that's going to be on this shit, the singer that he used to have signed to him before, his ex-wife, his brother. Mad people are going to start coming out saying, like, the real Wagwan with R. Kelly, dog.
Yeah.
Right? We've been talking about this motherfucker for about a year now, or like here and there. This is the nail in the coffin right now.
Hold on. You want to hear something funny?
Mm.
So, I seen a clip the other day. The man must have been in, like, I want to say, like, he was in, like, Africa or something like that. And the man was singing, yo, you have your passport? You want to come to America? Yo, the man is literally singing, telling the ladies, I'm like, yo, if you're clean and whatever, yo, I'll bring you to America. And, yo, the way he was singing, breaking out, I'm like, yo, this nigga is crazy.
Kelvin's
like,
holding on to whatever you got.
He's,
left.
Like, recruiting OT, trying to bring some, like, foreign females to have in his little cult he's running. And the man, yo, he was dead serious too. Like, I know the people in the crowd, like his band was probably like, yo, what's this nigga on?
Did y'all ever fucking see the fucking thing that his whole thing, the whole tape from back in the days that got him in trouble in the first place?
No, I'm not gonna lie, still, R. Kelly has a lot of bangers, but we don't fuck with him because it's too much crazy accusations on him.
Facts. Bro.
Facts.
Just off of that alone, we just. Yeah. You don't even play
keep it.
Keep
so that means move on to the next title.
No. Okay. Before we move on. Okay. There was people holding on all the way until the end of 2018. There was people who were still going to his concerts. Okay.
Yeah.
He still. It started withering off. But when this shit drops, it's a riggedy rap, bro.
He still probably sell. He still probably have a market.
You think so?
Really,
they gave him a TV show.
Shut.
The show's
whatever.
Not his show.
Whatever. Like,
it's like a funeral for that nigga, bro. It's like a
30-day
funeral.
Yo, the man
shout out
Lil
Durk
pipe
when he
pipe.
Said, I got the same lawyer that beat R. Kelly piss taste.
Jeez.
Oh, there you go.
Remember he said that?
Or the sound effect
man. Probably a big lawyer in Chicago.
There you go.
Facts. Look.
Yeah, it's sound effect. You don't even know what you just did.
I got a sound effect playing. You'll hear them just later. More fire. Okay. China Mac. Okay. Y'all know who China Mac is? The Asian gangster rapper.
Mm-hmm. He went to jail for shooting Jin's boy.
That's yes.
Like, that's like he did 10 years for that. That's mostly what his interviews were about.
He's on Vlad TV enough times. Asian guy, enough tats and shit like that.
Missing one, two. He's an alright rapper from...
He's from New York.
From New York. He's got pretty good lyrics.
Okay, so he ran up on Lil Pump last year now, I guess. Yeah. Right? Because Lil Pump apparently was doing the Chinese eyes and something.
The man said he's you know, he's smoking weed, getting high, and he did a reference and made chung sounds or whatever. The man's like, you're disrespecting my culture. You know what I'm saying?
Don't kill me.
And he's like, yo, take that shit down off your page. Yeah, exactly. He's like, yo, take that shit down off your page. I'm not going to attack you or I'm just scolding you because you're a kid and you need a scolding. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically how he was dealing with the situation.
That's the online version, right? That's China Mac giving him the warnings online. So I'm watching, and the man ran up on him in club, I think it was Club Live, or one of these clubs in New York. He's in New York. Lil Pump's in the club, ice the fuck out. Like in the video, the nigga's neck was stupid chunky. Right?
Okay.
And then China Mac is just, you know, leaning in, giving him a 1-2 talks. You know what I'm saying? The man looks a little uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then outside the club, China Mac's like, yo, it's done. Video's coming down. It's a wrap. Mission accomplished.
Okay.
So apparently, he checked them and no more video, dog. You know what I'm saying? Yo. I don't know. Y'all fuck with Lil Pump and then niggas fuck.
No
Gucci gang.
No Gucci gang.
But you know what he's going to do, right? He's just going to pay some niggas in New York now and then he's out there.
Do you think he's going to put the shit back up?
All he has to do is probably play the Blickies, and he's in there.
Yeah.
Or anybody. You just paid him for protection, he's in there.
I don't think Lil Pump's about that life, yo.
Yeah, and I think he got it because he was in New York, and he had a little... He has weight in New York, China Mac, so he's respected.
The nigga got $1.50, like, from here to here, bro. Yeah,
like I said, he's respected because he walks around, he uses the N-word freely when he's ready, you know. He's respected throughout the hood. For yo, listen to me. He be walking around, and he's with these... Like, you watch a video, one song is like, yo, oh, the nigga's dead, take your mask off. The nigga's dead. Like, oh, okay, but if that's what you want to do, but, you know what I'm saying? But that's like a vibe he's on. He's like, oh, yeah. And then one of his videos.
No, but these guys do a lot of drugs, too, right?
Of course. A lot of the video, though, one video, what, 20 of them got arrested on his video shoot or some shit like that. So
not the people from the few weeks
ago. No, China Mac.
Oh, on China shit?
Mac video. Yeah, man.
Ooh, China Mac's.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know he's heavy like that, fam. I'm sorry. Clean up on our six.
What's next over here?
Tekashi might get bail.
Oh.
Tekashi, what do you think on Tekashi? What do you think about Tekashi's situation?
Fuck, free him. That's all I can say. Free him. I bump him still. You know, free him.
Do you think he fucked up his shit? Because he was on a super high trajectory.
No, 100%.
Right? And he was on his suck my dick campaign that he was going on, telling
test
everybody.
Test my gangster
campaign.
Treyway?
Treyway. Right? And boom. Now the Rico and then boom.
Racketeering. Then the phone tap came out. But it's not looking good, no matter how you look at it. Until you free up, it's not looking good.
Yeah, what do y'all think about this Tekashi situation?
That guy's a funny guy. He's a funny type of guy.
Do you think he's gonna fold, break, non-tray weight?
Oh, yeah, you've seen that clip, right?
I don't know about him still, but his manager's pretty hard. CEO Treyway is a guy.
Yeah. Okay, my other question about Tekashi to you guys, okay? Because... Mandem, like, we're out here, we're doing our thing, like, I've done my thing, and, like, this is, like, niggas who are real rap, real niggas who rap, right? Do you think Tekashi was a real nigga who was rapping and was down with these niggas, or he was just a nigga doing his thing, and these niggas put him in the gang?
Yeah, I capitalized, 100%.
Cash bag, he's a money bag.
Yeah, it capitalized on him.
Yeah.
He could be, like, a neighborhood kid.
That's just a real nigga that was looking for a come up.
Yeah.
Do you think he was on some gangster shit before he got onto his whole Treyway shit, or it was just an act for the gram or for the camera?
I think an act.
He's capping stuff.
He's capping like a motherfucker.
Troll.
Yeah.
He's a motherfucking super, troll. He's a super troll.
Well, listen. If he gets bail.
If he gets bail, you know he's going to be on some stupid shit. Like, you know, they'll give him his record. He's like, you know, they'll probably give him a bracelet or whatever. You know,
they ain't going to let him get on the gram. They're not going to let him get on the gram.
No, that guy's milk right now.
Listen, bro. If he gets bail, he's sitting down in his house, and you're going to tell him, you could sit down and shut the fuck up. No Instagram, nothing.
His next court date is not till September, though.
Seems like next month.
No, September.
No, September.
That's a trial, they said.
No, because when I seen the thing, they said he tried to put up his money. Like, he's like, yo, he offered his whole bank account to get out on bail. Like, yo, take all my money, let me out on bail. And just like, nah, you got to sit and wait. And there's, I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, it may be not September, but even still, the man is offering his whole bank account to get out of jail, so you know he's not happy to be there.
Hot take also, his baby moms and his girlfriends, they going to get him sunk. All that fucking capping on the gram that these bitches is doing on each other, or these chicks is doing on each other, they gonna get him sunk. That's what I'm telling you.
He's pillow talking.
It's not just they're not pillow talking. They're gram talking, yo. No,
but it probably came from him pillow talking.
One of his gal was something like, she was cheesed at him. She said something like, "Yo, watch Danny, watch. I got a lot to say." And I was like, "Oh, wow. What the fuck does that mean?"
Jesus. Yeah, but if I was that famous, I wouldn't even have a girl or have a girl claiming me or like. I'll be for the game. You just have multiple girls. No, but I'm saying.
Okay. Somebody got to claim. One of them going to claim you, fam. You don't got to claim them. They're going to claim you, dog. But with that also, with that being said, he also went and got the chick a whip while he was. This is a lot of stuff we didn't cover in over the last.
This is his girlfriend's brother, I think it was. Or
he got the chick a whip, and the one that was online with the tattoo and all that type of shit, like. Not his baby mom, but his girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he's spending money while he's still inside. So, which means it seems like his paper's still long. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, like, save your money for court cases and Ray-Tay-Tay, but he's still making big purchases while he's behind bars.
Well, he's got his royalty checks, right, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Last thing I have here on the list here. Just, like, somebody sent me something, right? I'm in this little, I'm going to call it an Illuminati group. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But they're making these criminal pardon considerations way quicker, right?
Oh, and the pardon, where they're pardoning people when they finish their jail sentence?
Yeah, so considering making some criminal pardons automatic, MPs recommend. You know what I'm saying?
Possession.
That's for, that's it?
Marijuana possession.
Ah, I was about to start reading this shit. Shout out to Sab on the side. I was like, oh man, you know, a nigga like me might be able to.
Quick tip, they're just trying to reduce the amount of time and how much it costs to get your pardon. So even if you have like a big offense, it's going to take you less time to get your pardon.
Okay.
It might take you less time. Depending on if they pass their bill, it'll take you less time to get your pardon. Depending on how you've been living. And basically from there, it's gonna take off. Plus, it'll cost you less.
They're gonna dig in your business.
$31 to get it done.
You know what I want to know? For all of us here smoking piff, okay? Right? Weed, piff, loud, whatever.
Yeah, that's whatever you want to call it.
Okay, and this is an off the page shit for our smoking mirrors, right? And this is then we're gonna wrap it up. Do you think it's been better or worse since October 17th when it comes to like smoking weed or getting weed?
No, I think it's
the same. It's just like
better off when it was illegal.
The traffic violations is probably off. The more.
Yeah.
The new traffic violations is like, what's really.
Well.
That's why I don't even smoke weed while I'm driving ever.
Have any of y'all gone through the spot checks yet and they give you that swab shit?
No.
What?
Nah.
Have you?
I know somebody that did though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
He got you.
Okay.
Really?
It's one of those experiences. Fuck. I'm not trying to go through that.
Yeah,
how long
that's
ago
what
before
I'm
was he smoking?
Same day.
But no. No, like. Okay, because we smoke. Okay, there's two different kinds of smokers, all right? And I'm not trying to diss the white people or anything in any kind of way, because it's not only white people. There's white people I know who smoke like us, too. Mm-hmm. But there's hood nigga smokers. Mm-hmm. And then there's people who are like, hey, I smoke one joint before I go to bed at night, or I smoke the joint in the morning. You're going to pass the fucking cotton swab test or whatever the fuck they're trying to stick in niggas' mouths. Pause. Right? But niggas like us who are like, yo, we just burn weed just and we do whatever or we're doing all day, I'm not pulling up on that, fam. So is he one of them niggas?
No, he's not one of them niggas.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Right? I burnt like fucking 10 blunts already before we started this fucking broadcast. You know what I'm saying? If I pull up to the thing, I'm driving straight line.
Yeah, because like five nanograms or some shit in your blood. Like, it's a ridiculous amount. Like, you don't even need to smoke a blunt to have a nanogram, my nigga. Of fucking weed in your system. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's like a super small fucking, yeah, it's like a stupid, like, so small, you're like, how do you even calculate that number? You know?
Well, I'm just always interested to know, because, like, we all hood niggas that and are, like, the new driving and shit, you know what I mean?
New automatic, they pull you over, breathalyzer if they want. Any legal stop, breathalyzer.
And it's legal, they don't have to.
They don't. They can pull you over for making a wrong turn. Yeah. And say, you know what?
Yeah.
Breathalyzer. Or, stop and frisk. Yeah, basically.
Stop and frisk, karting is back.
And then distracted driving, oh, Lord, they're not playing with that one either. Yo, they raised the fine, 3-day automatic first-time suspension.
Yeah, it's up to $600 or
$1,000. Yeah, they raised the thing to $1,000.
Third time in like 90 points. Days in jail.
Yeah, you lose your license indefinitely.
Oh. Real niggas is trying to make me fucking not throw at up all. Right now, B.
Doug Ford, them, they're not playing. Conservative government, they said, what? We're going to take over. Hey. Doggy's time now, eh?
It's a doggy time now. Okay, so.
I don't even know why people voted for him. It's crazy.
Listen, I'm not into politics shit like that.
Me either, but...
When I found out, everybody keeps on blaming that nigga, and I'm just like, shit must have, that nigga, man. Like, it must be not any good. Huh?
Don't question it if you didn't vote.
Hey. No, I voted this time. For the mayor. Shout out.
I didn't vote for the mayor, but I voted the prime minister.
Anybody fucking with the paper slip over here?
Nah, I'm
blessed. I'm blessed. Okay, I'm going to finish this up. Savvy. Okay, so let's wrap it up.
Yeah, I want to shout out my nigga Pyrex, you know what I mean? Pills, yeah. My nigga Moolah, you know what I mean? They couldn't make it, you know, Pyrex was working in the studio right now, you know?
Moolah was
on some hot shit coming right now. So hopefully we don't forget about my nigga Pyrex, yeah?
We will want Pyrex. We want Pyrex to come on the show.
Yeah, because
he's working in the studio right now. Free my nigga Young Bones, you know what I mean?
Okay.
He got some shit. Soon come home. But he got a lot of shit in the mix, so
it's coming just now. We've had Pilla on the show, okay? We Love Hip Hop alumni. We had Moolah first, right? Both very popular episodes.
100%.
Right? Now we've had Young Lava on the show.
Shout out again.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out again.
We need to have the Pyrex. You know, fill out the collection as far as like, you know what I'm saying?
The Pyrex got signed by Def Jam, and that means it's hard to get him right now, you know? He's doing a lot right now.
And we had Jellystone.
I'm going to personally get him for your show.
Oh, okay.
Hot take.
Okay. Young Sharky.
He's my friend. He's going to come in.
All right. He's pulling the cards. All right. Friend card.
Pyrex has some hot shit coming out.
He does.
Okay.
Even before. It's going to
be crazy. Just know that.
We're getting some exclusives right now. Okay.
Pyrex is a very discreet guy. No one knows his tracks. Every track that's going to be on it is going to be new.
You don't respond to my DMs.
He's busy.
He's working.
Oh, man. Okay, so let me get y'all social medias, you know what I'm saying, where to find y'all musically and stuff like that. Like
projects are coming.
Projects, all that stuff, you know what I mean? Give me all your plugs of what's going on coming up, you know what I'm saying?
Forever Young Hot's my IG, you can get me at that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as EP's coming very soon, working on an EP. As far as dates, I don't have one at the moment, but it's in the works.
Dope. Mandem, Instagram, anything, let people know where to find you.
So it's GTB Lifestyle.
Okay.
Instagram.
Okay.
I'm not on the social media at all, too, but I'm going to drop a Hot 16 soon. It's coming.
I don't know, you guys. I'm not a rapper, but you guys can go check out my one tune. You know, I made a one tune dedicated to my nigga that passed, you know? One of my best friends, so. Yeah, go check that out. JG, letter to G Tips.
Okay, okay. And then what are you saying, sir?
I said I don't even have no social media right now, but fuck again, I'm dropping tracks and now it's cool to start.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, we definitely be looking out.
He's gonna take over the streets.
Yes, and Wizzy, you're doing the cut like like a ninja in this motherfucker. I see you in the corner of my eye. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, he's
smoking quietly, just observing what's going on.
And Wizzy's on his own wave too, so we're gonna get a separate Wizzy interview definitely coming up. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna see the same squad.
Exactly. We'll meet again. You know what I'm saying? But let the people know where to find you social media wise, brother.
Instagram, Wiz with the Glizz. New EP got the drop.
Okay, okay, okay. Dope, dope. Mad respect for y'all coming through, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
100%. PK Herc,
let the people.
Yeah, man. This is what we do in this motherfucker, man.
We love hip hop. Well, it's me, SSC_HeyHercs_PK at Instagram as usual. And you don't know. Okay, sir. We can switch. But yeah, so episode 104.
One or four.
Yeah,
this is
so
dope, though. First of the new year?
Yes, this is the very first of the new year.
Well, the smoke and mirror segment that we're doing right now, people are hearing this right now in their cubicles as far as tomorrow and the Thursday morning, whatever, Tomorrowland, right? But also following up from an Onyx interview.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, we had Onyx.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, I seen that. So we started off the new year. We're going in bang, bang, bang.
This is definitely a favorite.
Yeah. Anything else with your social medias? Any shout outs?
You know, the usual suspects. Spoil Smokers Collective, Beast Mode. Let's get it in.
Dang. Y'all know where to find me. Hit my website up. That's Friday, aka Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Hit up our website. That's welovehiphop.ca. Make sure to subscribe to the new
YouTube channel.
Yeah, this is not the old channel for people who watch this video and they're like, oh, just take for granted that, yeah, my number there. No, this is the new channel. Old channel got killed back in July, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny because when I see people in the streets and they're like, yo, we fuck with this show and shit like that. I'm like, okay, respect. Yo, follow the page. I am, no, follow the new page. There's a new page? Yes, new page.
Right.
We need to get past those numbers that they shut us down, so we want to get 20. Get us to 20,000 subscribers.
And I got no corporate sponsors, but I'm going to shout out McDonald's. Yeah. And shout out Starbucks, quick, fast. I'm going to explain, okay?
What happened just now?
I'm going to explain, my nigga. Shout out my nigga over at the McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? You know who you are. The nigga was like, yo, you're the guy from the podcast.
He gave you a big up, eh?
Yeah.
Supersized you, eh, Friday?
Right?
The man supersized Friday. The man supersized him.
Hold on, you gotta put a pause on that. Pause on supersized.
Yo, if you see the movie, you know what it's about.
Extra large coffee?
Yeah, the man.
And Starbucks, because the nigga, I walked away with the free coffee. Zoom, right out the fucking drive-thru.
Don't kill me.
Those are $5 coffees, my nigga.
Friday's reaping the rewards, the benefits.
See what I'm saying? So, I see you, my niggas. You know what I'm saying? I know you watching this.
Big up the fans, man. Big up the fans.
Instagram, that's We Love Hip Hop Network. Twitter, that's We Love Hip Hop T.O. Same. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take y'all out with a tune here. The man's name is Ambi. The track's called Power of Ambi. Shout out to SoundCloud where this tune is going to be running through. Make sure the sound's right.
Yes, thank you guys for coming through. Most definitely.
You be talking about hoes, I'm talking close now. You be talking about bros, I'm talking goals now. They don't wanna get close until you blow now. Then they wanna get close, they see the glow now. I'm not entertaining politics in any way. We just keep it moving, keep the vision other way. My people international, be moving interstate. 106 and Park, I'm number one every day. Shout out lads, and I'm talking about that Western way. And my niggas really know that I'm breaking weight. I ain't talking weight, my niggas really carry weight. From a place where they throw them seeds anyway. They wanna call me conscious till I'm really at the dome. Stop the rapping, no more talking, homie, drop the phone. I don't got an extra quarter, see I'm in the fourth. If you think